Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different.
Ugh.
I'm gonna say this again. This is not a political podcast. However, November 13th, 2019, the first day of the public hearings of... of the president. You know, I just want to say, I'm going to say the same thing that I've said before. So I watched at work while I was preparing my charts and graphs and everything to give to my manager. I watched all of these hearings all day long. I had the hearings on, not any commentary. So it wasn't like Fox News or CNN, it was CNN, but there was no commentary. There was just straight up, hearings. It was just the camera on the hearings. And I know that Democrats are capable of being hateful, but just the tone and manner in which the Republicans would speak, especially that Devin Nunes creep. I mean, it made me sad. I mean, it's just, and you know what? I am leaning a lot more liberal the older I get, but I do not register with either party. I don't register as a Democrat. I don't register as a Republican, but I'm starting, I'm getting more and more liberal. I probably, when I was younger, I was probably more and more conservative or more conservative. But anyway, so... and I'm sure Democrats are this way too when they're on the other side of things. So I don't remember the Clinton impeachment stuff, and I don't know. So I mean, and I didn't really, I've only really gotten into politics since Trump has been president because I was so appalled that someone like that would win as president. So I was like, oh, I need to start paying attention to this stuff. I mean, I did vote. I voted for Hillary. But anyway, I voted for Obama twice, so I usually vote Democratic, but anyway, so just, I don't know if any of you guys watched it, but they were just so hateful in how, they were just calling people names, but I mean, just directly talking bad about how the Democrats are lying, the Democrats are fabricating stories, the Democrats have nothing. The Democrats are horrible. They've just been trying to impeach him for years. When I think most of the country, Democrat, independent, whatever, a majority of the population did not vote for Trump and wishes he could be impeached. I've had really bad thoughts. I'm just going to admit, I feel like I'm in a conditional. I'm not confessional. I'm not going to say what those thoughts have been, but I've had some bad thoughts. And it really just made me sad. And I just think part of me is just like, we just need to redo the whole system. We need to get rid of Democrats. We need to get rid of Republicans. Because if you were, and the fact that they call the media, okay, this whole show is probably going to be political. But the fact that the Republicans have taken what Trump says and made it their own, their own motto or whatever. Right. And so now everything is the crooked media. Today, at least one, Devin Nunes, but probably a couple of other ones, talked about the crooked media spinning stuff. And I just want to say again, I have watched NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all of those. The only news that is supportive of everything that Trump does is Fox. That's the only one. And even they had Shepard Smith on there that would be reasonable because he was more focused on the news. And how do you say, so what they're saying, all the media is crooked except Fox News because they agree with the president and they think his shit doesn't stink. So, I mean, the whole day was just, and I feel so bad for this ambassador and this other guy having to go through these horrible questions. And the other thing I don't like about the process, and I don't like this about Democrat or Republican, I just want them to go in and I want the facts to be laid out and I want people to be questioned, but I don't want to get a bunch of opinion. Like, some of the senators, especially when they went to their... So the opening statements by Schiff and Nunes, I could have done without those. And I know they're trying to spin... I know it's a whole... They need to spin a narrative. Because, I mean, if you want to... If the Democrats want to impeach the president and remove him from office, they have to make sure that the American public and all these polls and everything support that, because they're only concerned about being reelected. So... If they, you know, they need to make sure they're going to get the votes. And the way to get the votes is to make sure that the people, you know, are saying that's what they want. Because otherwise they're afraid they're going to lose their next elections or whatever. That's one of the reasons that Nancy Pelosi didn't start impeachment proceedings for other things, is because she wanted it to be, you know, she didn't want to hurt the chances of some of those House representatives of getting reelected. And she said that she wanted it to be bipartisan, which it's not. It's clearly not bipartisan. But I keep trying to, like, search my soul and put myself in the shoes of the Republicans and think, okay, how, if I was a Republican, would I think this was not an impeachable offense? And the thing that scares me about the president is he's like a mob boss. He gets away with stuff because he never directly says or orders people to do something. He always just says, oh, wouldn't it be a shame if, you know, whatever. And then somebody else understands what he's saying and goes and does the thing. But he doesn't, they can't implicate him because he didn't actually, they don't have a recording of him saying, you know, do this thing. Even on the transcript, which is not a real transcript. They selectively wrote down what they wanted to write and paraphrased. It is not a transcript of the call. It is a summary. And we don't know how accurate it is because they won't release the actual transcripts. I don't even know if there is one. It's on some secret server or something. But anyway, so it's like, I'm like way off in the weeds. But I watched, and then the other... There was something else I wanted, one other point I wanted to make, and I'm trying to remember. He never directly says anything. He calls the media crooked and paints like a dictator, like paints them as the bad guy. If they say anything, really, it doesn't matter what they say. I mean, they're just bad. And that's what dictators do. Dictators turn the people against the media, and the people don't believe the media anymore, and they're blinded. It's like they've got blinders on. I mean, even though the president's got no clothes, none of these people, none of his followers can see that. And then, you know, and the Republicans are all about how, oh, all this testimony today was just hearsay, yada, yada, yada. But the White House and the president are ordering people not to testify and not to give documents up. So how the hell can Democrats have a fair trial if they cannot get people to come and testify because the president is ordering them not to testify? How is that even a thing? How is that not an abuse of power? That he can just tell people, no, you can't go testify. And because they're so on a short timeline, they can't wait for things to go through the courts. It's just a mess. And he's probably going to get impeached because there's a majority of Democrats in the House, but he's not going to get removed, and it's a shame. It's a shame, and we have stupid people in the United States who probably will vote for him again. I'm moving. I'm moving to Sweden or somewhere. I don't know what I'm going to do, but anyway, that is how I feel. I have orchestra in a few minutes. I've got to calm down, but it was just... I don't know. I can't stand it. It's really, it drains me to watch these processes because these people do not act like normal human, nice human beings. I thought we had civil people working in government, but apparently not. Apparently it's all just become a dog-eat-dog world or something. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. I promise they're not all political. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll try to do a non-political show tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.